Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Why is this not going live for me? Sorry, we're having some technical difficulties going live for some reason. At least I'm one of my...
We are live. 20 seconds.
Welcome to Devin Dragon Radio. I'm your host, ML Ruschak. I'm here with special guest, Levita Gumby. Welcome.
Thanks, Melissa. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
I'm doing well. Happy Women's Month.
Exact. Two wonderful powerhouses right here, right?
Okay. And it's International Women's Day, too, today.
Yes. Yes, it is. And you're celebrating your upcoming release coming out in just a few days. You want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So I'm releasing a new book called She's So Perfect. This is to honor and uplift and also ground Black women in their power and just all their greatness. I feel like we rarely get the recognition and even just the kudos that we deserve, you know, for just taking on so much and caring so much throughout history, in our everyday lives, in our culture, in modern day society. So I definitely wanted to create and dedicate a collection of poetry and dedicate it to them.
Awesome. Okay, that has a lot going on. I love it. There's a lot there. So let's break it down a little bit. What got you into this?
What got me into writing or just this project specifically?
In this project. Let's start with this one.
So this project has kind of been like one of my heart pieces. I've been working on this for about a year now. What got me into it was just thinking about just how dope Black women are. And then understanding how we're portrayed in society and we are really painted out in the wrong image or not giving a platform at all to really celebrate us. So mainly this piece came out of love and appreciation for Black women and just wanting to see us more elevated and highlighted in mass media and society.
Awesome. I mean, we all need to be promoted correctly. We see so much of the negative. No matter what's going on in the world, we always see the negative before we see the positive, right?
Right.
And unfortunately, our society goes, here's the negative, negative, negative. And what does it do to mindset? Bring it down. We don't know what to do. So we need the positive and we need to bring it to the forefront and we need to elevate other women.
Absolutely.
We need our queen to step up and say, no, we're done with the negative talk. We're going to show you how to do it right.
Yeah, and especially for Black women, you know, because I feel like we're often given the short end of the stick. And people tend to, like I said, leave us out of conversations, leave us out of decision-making circles. And just, we don't really get an invitation to the table. So I definitely want to encourage and empower Black women to step more into their power and exercise all their greatness and to, you know, not be afraid to show up as their authentic selves and shine their lights and express their voices and their opinions. I'm just here for all of that. But I'm also in support of, you know, women in general, of course, being a woman myself. And I mean, what are we in, like our fourth wave of feminism? So many different waves. I mean, you think the waters would have calmed by now.
Well, everything's always rolling, right? It's an ocean. If you think of it, you have your waves, you have your choppy water, then you have calm. Right now, I think we're back into choppy water because people go, we're not fighting correctly. We're putting the negative people. We're downplaying this. We're bickering among ourselves instead of lifting everyone up.
Right. And we're still fighting for gender equality, even pay equality, which is just ridiculous to me. I mean, how many years has it been? I mean, pay us what we're worth. Pay us what the job calls for, regardless of gender, sexual identity, or anything else, any other distinguishing characteristics. Like, let us in. We want to play. And
I love the companies that actually have on their applications, you don't have gender on there and you don't have race on there. Now you have a blind application. Now you can have an honest conversation with your applicant. When you put those two things in there, you can't have an honest conversation.
Right. Absolutely. And I want to see more of that. I want to see us go deeper.
I do too. We need to rule the we women need to rule the world to get it set back right.
Yes, let's start our petition for that, Melissa.
Well, you know, I have a daughter that wants to run for president in another 10 years. She wants to be the first autistic woman president. That's her goal.
Oh, wow.
So she can do anything she wants to do because that's the mindset I'm teaching her with. We need to get that mindset in more of our queens.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it starts with the empowerment. It starts with instilling inspiration and being surrounded by inspiration and things that can motivate you positively, as opposed mm-hmm. to always seeing an old white man or an older man in general. Like, we're over the men. Let's get some women leadership and power in there. Let's balance it out.
Can we get some women to step up and go, okay, here's my educational background. Here's my knowledge background. Cause the two don't necessarily mean the same thing. You can have an Ivy League education and be my table here. Probably will have more education than you do. Your education comes from the streets.
Right. And it starts with more access too. Even to education, home ownership, equity in general. I mean, we need to start to bang down those walls for ourselves and stop waiting for people to let us in at these tables.
Exactly. One, you have to stop waiting on others to save us. Because if we wait for a prince to save us, we're never going to get saved. Right? Absolutely. So we have to learn to save ourselves. So where do we start? But this isn't your first book, right?
No, it's not. The first one is called Black Love Matters. And it's essentially building on the same values and core values that I have of just like uplifting and empowering Black people to show up and show out, to continue to believe in themselves. Just because I feel like there's so many narratives and stigmas against us in society already. I mean, these are longstanding stigmas and stereotypes. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely not going away anytime soon. But it's up to us to, you know, kind of reject the noise and stand on what we know is right, which is how great, beautiful, capable, intelligent, and powerful we really are, and to also come together stronger and better than ever. So I support that.
We have to get more people out there to spread this message. You know, we do. We have to stop spreading the message of, if you turn on the TV, what do you see in the negative, usually? We have to start seeing the positive. We have to start seeing a path laid out before us that takes all of our negative perceptions and puts them into a positive path. We have to start teaching our children, here's how you get to home ownership. Not, okay, mommy's working at a restaurant. We're working 18 hours a day to pay for this apartment that we don't like. How do we get from this apartment we don't like to the house we dream of?
Absolutely. And how do we do that, Melissa? I mean, I think it's definitely utilizing our platforms like we do, mm-hmm. and then also leveraging other people in higher positions and having them join us and building mm-hmm. more circles and networks like this so we can connect and spread that information and that knowledge and learn from each other. And then also tapping into them to leverage their platforms for the same purposes and the same goals.
Exactly. It's okay. One, you have your network. Then you look at your network 3 degrees out. What's that network?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Look like? Who can they connect you with? Your network may not be the right person to talk to get you to that dream house, but maybe someone that they know can lead the path to you.
Absolutely. And it's also, like you said earlier, of like, stop waiting for people to tap us in and save us, or like waiting for a prince to come save us. And one of the poems in the book, actually, it mentions like, we're the heroes we seek. It starts with us.
It does. It's not our parents' responsibility to raise it up. They may not have the knowledge to get to where we want to be, necessarily. They may be worse off than we are in some cases, especially in the community that you're advocating for. I see it because I'm, you know, where I live, I see the ghettos. I see how people live, and they don't know how to get out of that. They know how to make it worse, but they don't know how to rise above.
I'm going to challenge you a little bit on that. I think they know how to get out of it. It's just when you run into so many different barriers as you're trying to get out and exercise the things that you know, it all boils down to access. I mean, lack of access, access to higher paying jobs, access to more formalized education. And those are the two main pieces. And then, which also ultimately boils down to lack of access to funding and resources. So I think we definitely know how to get out of these situations. We need more access and more resources.
Negative pulling us back, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You can definitely get caught up in the negative pieces of the environment and the negative scope. And that's why I'm on this mission to really build and drive like motivation and inspiration. I mean, it sounds kind of like taboo to talk about.
Right.
But that's what we need. We need to be able to maintain motivation, inspiration. I mean, I myself grew up in the hood and started to lose a lot of motivation when I was trying to, you know, break out of the sales industry, the retail industry, mm-hmm. and the food service industry. And it was hard. I mean, I got rejection after rejection. I actually realized that I was discriminated against because of my address. Like, yes, that was a real thing. Mm-hmm. And until I started to really pick apart these pieces and to really, you know, start to strategize and try new angles, it wasn't until then, until, you know, God and the greater goddesses of the world kind of met me in the middle of, here's your opportunity. Now you can take it. Now you can run with that.
As a woman, you're discriminated against with your address. You're discriminated against if you're not married, which is complete BS. Mm. I'm sorry. Us queens, we don't have time to be in a relationship. We're building our empire. But that's a discriminatory thing.
It's crazy. It's so many different lines and areas that they use against us that we have no control over. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It really is. I've been told by bank people I can't get a loan because I'm independent.
Oh my God.
I was first building my company. It's like, what does me being in a relationship has anything to do with me running the company?
I mean, the system, I mean, we just need to kind of like
blow it up. We have to fix, well, one, I'm an advocate to fix the government. I don't know how to fix it, but I know it needs to be
fixed. They don't know either.
We get canceled on that. We need a complete government overhaul because no one knows how to fix it at this point. It's so broken. We want these people in power to stay in power, but they step on everyone that's below them. That can't work that like that. We can't survive it like that. We see the jobs going away that pay well, but then we don't have equality between the genders and the races. Then you put in there, those go away and they go overseas or down the border or wherever they're going because they're not here. And then we have everyone going, well, I need $22 an hour to flip a burger at McDonald's, but that's not sustainable. So we have to fix it. We have to figure out how to fix it. I don't know how. I'm not a politician. But we need more women in there because women have the mind to create.
To build those ships. Yeah, yes, yes, yes.
We build from nothing. If you think about it, women build from nothing. Men need a blueprint. And I can't talk today.
Yes, I agree. And it, honestly, it's probably just too many cooks in the kitchen, honestly. And they're all just kind of like confusing and contradicting each other. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I think we definitely need some level setting. We need somebody to come in and say, okay, these things haven't been working. And what is the ultimate goal? What is the true goal? Mm-hmm. And it's not to keep those who are in power.
No, it's not. If you're in power and you don't know how to fix things, you don't need to be in power.
Yes.
So that's just my political view. I don't care who you are. I don't care what color you represent. If you've been in power and you don't know how to fix things, you don't have the strategy to work with your neighbors, you don't need to be there.
Absolutely.
But do you have any more books coming out that you're working on?
Just the one that's coming out on March 22nd. You can definitely follow us. Follow me on Instagram at The Poetic Queen, or follow the business page on Facebook and Instagram at We Are The Bar. And then you can check out our website, too, where it'll be available at wearethebar.us. Definitely wanted to end this or lead off with a poem, of course, because I deep poetry. And this is shout out to, you know, women everywhere. Happy International Women's Day. Happy Women's History Month. And this one is actually one of my favorite poems. It's called You Are. And I'm going to start now. So it's, you're a phoenix. A mountain, a moon in the sky, a fire, a flame that glows in one's eye, a jet, a spaceship that floats in the night, an eagle, a landing that falls also right. You clear waste and shine dreams for those under harm. You ride waves of injustice as gold for your charm. You race evil to lightness while hurling alarms. You fly kites straight through mud pits. They strengthen your arms. You give power and glory from sparkling so bright. You match peaks and not valleys. Those aren't your birthright. You're a phoenix, a garden that goes that's godly beyond triumph and failure and all that is wrong. Your joy and favor driving goals appeal and honor and liking elegantly unsealed. A tower of greatness and divine mystery. Your music, a trance that flows rhythmically.
Very wonderful. I hope everyone reads the rest of other books. If the poems are inspiring like that one is, they're going to be in for a treat.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. That just warms my heart. And shout out to Grace. How's Grace doing?
Oh, Grace is around, I think.
Hi, Grace.
Hi, Grace. We love Grace. But I love you so much. And one more time, where can our viewers and our listeners find you?
Okay. Again, hi, everyone. I'm Levita. You can find me on Instagram at The Poetic Queen or We Are The Bar. And then you can follow our business page and website at We Are The Bar and wearethebar.us. And thank you so much, Melissa, for having me. This is great. I love talking to you. We can talk all day.
Yes, we could. I mean, we can get into things and we'll probably get canceled for saying this.
Hopefully not. That's why we need our rally of women to come and support us. Ladies.
Yeah, ladies, let's just go do a 10-person panel and not get canceled.
20,000. Let's think larger.
Well, we can do 10 on the platform and then we do need 20,000 on watch.
Okay, the trickle effect. Okay, dominoes. Let's go.
Yes. So if we all invite like 100 of our nearest female friends, we'll be okay. But thank you so much for joining us. And for everyone out there, happy reading.
Happy International Women's Day.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.